Hands in the air, it's the jack move. Nobody move, nobody get hurt. Yeah. You ain't gotta be no one's slave. You can use your own brains to get paid. I mean, there's so many ways nowadays to get them. A nigga will kill you over this. So must be still the roof of the door. No loyalty or honor for the
Charlie
on the house. Niggas go down, stop for the house. You don't know I'm not gonna go to the block for the house. You ain't giving up the truck, you ain't got the house. You can't go out and shop without the house. You get it popping, nigga, over the house. I want it all, I ain't coming to talk. You got problems, I'm done with y'all, stuck in the fault. You know the options to give it up, get you twice, my throat is sour. And my last cup, pick you up, police siren. I'm just sitting with the mannequin, you can't make it be quiet. Whole hostage, you don't want to hit the night and ride. I bet you want to talk about me, right? Don't you? You ain't gotta be no more slave. You can use your own brains to get paid. I mean, there's so many ways nowadays to get them. A nigga will kill you over his. So much blood spilled over the door. No loyalty or honor. Give me all your niggas work non-stop. Rolling all the nighters on the block. She ain't giving up the truck. You ain't got it. You can't go out and shop without them. All right now.
Welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. It's me, your host, Jenny Smanny. I'm here with my boy, DJ X, bringing y'all the Dear John experience today. What's up? We in the building.
Yeah,
what's
man.
Up? I'm going to send an invite out here. Go ahead, keep talking.
It's been a long time coming.
I can still see you. I'm just sending out the email.
I'm here.
Here, see, you know what I'm saying? Coming in. She want to check it out sometimes. All right. So, Johnny.
Yes.
I call him Johnny.
Mm-hmm. That's because we go back.
Yeah, his name is John. And he's doing his artistry. He goes by the name of Dear John.
Dear John, yes. And
I'm going to give him the floor.
And believe it or not, you know, that name was architect from this woman sitting right here to my left. You know what I mean? At least about 6 or 7 years ago, that's when the road journey began.
Yeah, I had to drag him in today. It's 206. Get up here. Mm-hmm. You know, real men, but. Yeah, it's been a long journey, a good journey though, because that song, Dollars, that was fire.
Yeah.
Still working.
And believe it or not, you know, since the last time seeing that, I've been like learning different aspects of the music business. You know, during that time, I lost my mother. You know what I mean?
I lost my mother and my father.
Yes. I remember my mother always telling me to get control of your music. She said, stop depending on people, son. You need to get more control of your music. Yeah. It seemed like it was faith. Fate had it to where I ended up learning how to produce.
Okay.
Yes. In about a year time, you know, YouTube University. In that 1 year, I recorded 6 albums teaching myself how to make music that quality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm blessed to the point to where I can not only record myself, I can also record my peers now.
So you produced, recorded, mixed and mastered that whole track?
That whole track. Only thing I do is
and performed
beat. And performed it, yes.
Wrote it. Uh-huh. Everything.
Yes, it's been a blessing. And all that is just passion and, you know, pain and life. You know, art is therapeutic. you know?
Exactly.
Art is very therapeutic. And when I'm going through my down and out times, when I'm really like stressed out, I just want to yell at the moon or the sun, like, oh, yo, why God? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, just take a deep breath and try to create something. You know what I mean? Bring something to life.
Create. That's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Put your hands on something. If you're going to put your hands on something, put it on some.
Right.
Some crazy. Right. You know what I mean?
That's why I don't play video games. You don't catch me with no disrespect to those who choose, but I'm in the race right now. You know what I mean? It's like a race against time. Time is very valuable and every minute counts. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm gonna be wasting time doing sitting down, doing anything, I'll be sitting down working on my craft, you know what I'm saying? Trying to create something, make something that I can show, that I have something to show for.
Right.
You know what I mean? For time spent.
Right.
Yes.
You ain't talking about the little Candy Crush or whatever. You're talking about people that sit in front of video games for hours and hours. Yeah. Also, I mean, people do make a living out of playing those video games and stuff like that, but it's not creative.
That's true. But
it's not
creative. But then again, you know, you can't judge anybody else's life too, because that could be very therapeutic to them too. Yeah, no matter what they're going through, that could be their release. Yeah, sitting down in front of the TV with the kids running around, driving crazy all day, 9 to 5, you know what I mean? Boss yelling at them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to realize everyone don't see the world the same.
They have their own release. Everybody has their own release.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely thrilled to be here with you today. You know what I mean? I'm on the comfort level. Finally, it's been months, you know what I mean? I've been over the summer. I attempted to come, but I couldn't find it. I got off at the wrong stop.
But this is where we're at, Studio 206 upstairs here. You know, so, I mean, it's a nice little hut we got going on, and we're glad that you're gonna be able to come through.
Yes,
man, like. Because, I mean, we ain't going to never stop building, you know, but we have a lot of things that we like to talk about and, like, want to have people feel comfortable about talking about different things that help, you know, increase their lifestyles and stuff like
quality
that.
Quality of life.
Yeah. Anything that we can give them, anything that we can do for ourselves.
Resources, information, you know what I'm saying? And just having the courage just to speak your mind without the fear of judgment. No, it's a judgment-free zone. The comfort level, it's a judgment-free zone for sure. You know what I mean? Because we home.
That's what it's supposed to be about. I'm supposed to have a captain here, but I never did able to. I mean, I don't think good, you know. But, you know, the couch used to be my thing, the red carpet and the
comfort.
Couch. We do have the red carpet still here.
I'm proud of you.
I got a green, this whole thing behind there, John, is a green screen. We can take this down, and that's the green screen.
That's dope.
Yeah, so
that's dope.
Everything's ready. Be ready, you know, to if we have to do photo shoots and whatever.
That's dope.
Take advantage of it. I have a little recording box. I had my mic set up right there. But this is the thing. Nobody helped me learn how to capture recordings. So now I'm in the process of teaching myself how to capture recordings. That's why I have that, so that I can capture them, all the recordings on there, and I'll be able to switch forth. Back and forth for it and stuff like
that. Like taking samples.
People, nobody ever taught me, so that's why I haven't invested in the little sound. I can put it right there in the corner.
Just imagine as I look around and I see this what you built, and I can remember from where we started from at least. I'm saying about 7, 6, 5 years ago in her apartment. You know what I'm saying? She done went from her apartment Then before prior to this, she was in WCMD for at least 2 or 3 years. You know what I'm saying? It's just like growth, constant growth. So, you know, you should give yourself a pat on the back and never tell yourself yet, or so you can say yet. We don't say can't, because 2004, this is the information age. There is nothing out there in this world that you cannot inquire just by asking Google or AI or artificial intelligence. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to learn how to work that thing right there. You know what I'm saying? Even if we got to pull up a YouTube tutorial, you know what I'm saying?
I have
how I operate this thing right here. You know what I mean? We go, wiki, we're gonna get it scratching in this bitch. Oh yes.
Well, we're gonna start working on it, because I want to see if what I downloaded is gonna work with that in order for me to sync the music and stuff into it. So I just want to be able to queue up my music, right, and you know, like if I have
everything should be connected.
Voice clips and stuff from the news and stuff. I want to play a voice clip that somebody said, and we want to talk about it on Thirsty Thursdays and stuff.
Like clapping.
Yeah, I got that in there. Okay. I got that in there. Yeah, but it's not all about. You know what I mean? I want to say, Meek Mill was named in the Diddy scam, and this is what he had to say. And I want to hit the button. I want to hear me talk. You understand what I'm saying? I want that type of stuff. So, like podcasts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I need that. I need voice drops, all kinds of stuff like that.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm gonna give you a voice drop. You know what I'm saying? DJX. I mean, the best, the illest.
Definitely. We're gonna record a voice drop, though.
Yeah.
It's easy. I know how to record a voice drop.
Mm. I'm gonna do what? When I get to another one of my records coming up on the Heart Surgeon.
Don't forget, we got that. That's the.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Okay. Yeah, okay, we're gonna do one more joint. We wanna keep it high tempo, because that's going into like your feelings and your emotions. You know, we wanna keep this party started a little bit with my next record. It's called Girlfriend's Past. And it gives you brief themes like get haunted from my girlfriend's past, the ghost of my girlfriend. You know what I mean? Because I'm so traumatized from what baby mom did to me or what my previous female did to me that it's preventing me to move on with my new girlfriend. You know what I mean? I'm still, I got my wall up, but I'm still not able to trust, you know what I mean, things like that. So
that's crazy, the DJ X experience. Yeah. Here we go.
Been a minute. Has it been long for you? Has it been for me?
The heart surgeon.
The surgeon, but I found her quite like you. Yes. I'm being hard for my girlfriend's past. Baby, please come back.
Come back, baby.
I'm always dead. I'm the last. Yes. Yeah. You take me back. Yeah, you should not think when you live in the store. I'm strange to the right to
I can call with my smooth ass charm.
No, I never hurt you.
And you no harm.
Hey, girlfriend, what if you do so wrong? I'm by my side. I can't
go. Let's go. I'm being honest with my girlfriend.
Baby, please come back.
Come back, baby.
Can
get back on track.
Make sure you hit my back.
You gotta make me mad.
I'm waiting, sir. Baby girl, I know I'm in the past. Do you take me back? Yeah, take the picture, she don't need your man. Don't let people take little crap. If you ever in the jam, baby girl, I'm your man. Come on, scratch your back. Yeah, where did we go wrong? I never understand. Can't see you going just like that. You're looking for another man. So
You was only 16, a young girl in the big city, big dreams. One day she could big things. She started out with poetry, these days at 16. Should've been getting rich dreams. You were an expedient, all them social media. Should've been there when I needed you. Still I can't count on you. That's the reason why I'm leaving you. Being one for my girlfriend's past. If please come back, you're now rocking out with your boy, DJ X, Janie Smanny, Comfort Level, Heart Surgeon. Summer.
Got some kids on here. She said, yeah, brother. She said, baby. She liked that job.
What's up, baby?
That beat is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been keeping that in the tuck.
I like that. You rock with that.
I've been keeping that in the tuck.
Yeah.
The summer. Summer.
Oh,
I'm here. That's all you're going to hear. I'm here.
Hey, what's
that? What up? What up? Family. Thank y'all for tuning in. What's up, sis? Love you, girl.
Keeping that in the tuck.
Word.
So you definitely been working.
Yeah, I've been on the grind.
I've been seeing a lot of videos. Hey! Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of videos and things like that.
Yeah, you too, sis. Yeah, it's definitely a long time coming. You know, and it's been a journey from this point, from that point to this point. Yes, I love you, sis. It's been a journey, you know, and I'm grateful to the powers above to be here today, to be able to share my story with y'all. You know what I mean? Because I do understand that, you know, things that I've been through have been rough. You know what I'm saying? Loss. You know what I mean? And I can use those things for an excuse, you know what I mean, to go back out in the world and continue doing the foolish things, you know what I mean, that I used to do, you know what I mean, instead of, I mean, growing up and harnessing that pain to create, you know what I'm saying, something beautiful. You know what I mean? So that's what I've been doing, you know, all around, you know, from the music, poetry, you know what I mean, videos, content, you know, modeling. I just been
modeling.
Yeah. I just been like very busy, you know. And I just released a music video this week. It's called I Don't Wanna Live No More. And you know,
you're gonna have to break that one down.
Yes. I don't wanna live no more, you know. I wasn't feeling like that, you know. It was just like I sat on rap, but maybe I was feeling like that because I rap with in my heart, you know what I mean? It was just like I heard the beat, and it's just that's just how it came out, you know what I mean? And I just stuck with it, but I understand the impact that music has on the populace, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely don't want to discourage the youth. I want to encourage them, you know what I mean? But I do understand that suicides and different things like that are real in America, you know what I mean? People going through different trials and tribulations and them not having no one to speak to or the resources to help them get through those tough times. And they just feel like giving up, and they do, but.
So before we hear the song, I mean, or watch the video, so are we going to see where you sang about you felt like committing suicide? Is that what we're going to hear?
Actually, no. I mean, I'm just rapping, talking my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm just talking my shit. But, you know, talking my shit is powerful. And just that's the one, I don't want to live no more. I don't want to kill no more. You know what I mean? Just those two little phrases are powerful and they can be taken the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? And they can mislead.
you know. Okay. And I know it's my platform. I have to be responsible enough and recognize what I'm putting out into the world. You know what I'm saying? Ironically, my book, which I've been writing over the several years, which I'm been producing this year, is on mental health, drug addiction, and things like that. So I'm using this as a bridge.
That's wonderful, because yeah. That's one thing we like to address here, you know, on these podcasts, is mm-hmm. information where we could share that might help somebody else.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll always disclaimer that says that we're no way professionals. We don't have degrees in medical or this. All we have is our experiences and our heart.
Right. So we're more like just coaching, you know.
But we do try to, you know, get information from experts and stick to textbook stuff.
Yes.
You know, to make sure that you guys understand, you know, where we're coming from. You know, so we like to, you know,
or put you in the right direction to find it.
Yeah, just have a comfortable environment to educate. That's all.
And it's Maddie. What do you
want to do? Well, you were talking to us about the video that you did, or do you want to talk about go into more of this before you show the video? Would you like to show the video?
Yeah, I like to show the video.
Well, let's show the video. That's great to work. You're going to show the video. This is a video of the title that says, I don't want to live no more.
Yeah. Me and my cousin shot this video 8 o'clock in the morning. We were waiting for the sun to come up. I don't want to live no more. I don't want to live
no more. I don't want to kill no more. I won't. They dangerous, nigga. I don't want to live no more. I don't. I don't want to kill no more. I won't. Yeah. From Brittle Street to Melrose. I'm the shit. With your A-list, I rub elbows. I'm too legit. Switch on my click, nigga. Hell no. Suck a dick. We can make it out of this hellhole and get fucking rich. Stick to the script. Who the hell knows they be loving it? I do it for the love of it. You want some sucker shit? Don't be calling out my government. Bro, we on one if we bubble land. And I came with my cousin in. I'm ready to lay your nigga down if you fuck with them. Now my head is ready for the crown, though it wasn't then. I wash my hands clean and pray to God forgive me for my sins. I resurrect Tupac with two shots above the rim. Hate stops here. Please tell me what I love you, man. Bitch, stay clear or eat two shots above the chin. This is all time to let the hustle begin. Yeah. I don't want to live no more. I don't. Yeah. I don't want to kill no more. I won't. They dangerous, nigga. I don't want to live no more. I don't. Yeah. I don't want to kill no more. I won't.
I can give a fuck what you think about me, nigga. You don't know shit. You and your faculty can eat a whole dick, eat a whole brick, a whole clip. Big man hits you from long range, and he don't miss. Pay attention, whole focus. What the fuck you think I rap for, bitch, to push a full focus? I'm looking over my shoulders as these final days approach. While they lurch, I'm on high alert for these rats and roaches. I stay ready just in case I get attacked by the vultures. Keep an eye out for the cobra while they bite and poking. The Costa Nostra, fat Cubans will be smoking crack it. Bust the guts out of it and then re-roll it. Soldier, you can get yourself body for heroics. Big over bitch, let me work that body like aerobics. You never could fuck with me, nigga, and you know it. Ignore any of my niggas that I roll with. I don't wanna live no more. I don't, yeah.
I don't wanna kill no more.
I won't.
They dangerous, nigga.
I don't wanna live no more. I don't.
Yeah. I don't wanna kill no more.
I won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to live no more.
I don't.
Shout out to my cousin Jay Squeeze.
What's up,
Robert?
No, I don't.
I appreciate you, man. You know what I mean? We ain't, neither one of us knew what we was doing. We just like, yo, bro, we's gonna try it. Wait 10 more minutes. The sun ain't up yet. You know what I mean? It was like early in the morning, right in front of the house. So yeah. We shot the video. It was like, I just had to say, yo, we gotta do this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
got it.
I got a couple outfits together, switched them around a little bit. You know what I mean? It was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of it. You know what I mean? I think it was meant. And then when you watch the video,
yeah,
you look down into the description.
Was there any like error, like that y'all was doing, trying it, you know, trial and error?
Nah, it was little bloopers. The speaker fell, but we kept going. It was a three take. You know what I mean? He surprised me though. See that he was kind of good at it, you know what I mean? So I'm just excited for the next one.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Nigga, you went out before. Recognize me in the house. Check that out.
Check me out. Brands
is popping, right? That's my family.
Loyalty before what? That's
it.
We here.
Man, that's a cute shirt too. The blue white.
Shout out to the Human Torch.
Santos.
Roasting niggas.
What's up? Simply Ball dropping podcast in the building. Lima J Too Much has joined us, and we got Destiny Wheeler.
All right, we here.
It's Skittles.
Yes.
All right. So what's up, John?
All right, so you know, working on this little, I would say pretty big speech, you know what I mean? Going on suicide awareness because of that song. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that one thing could spider web and create something else. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and just doing research, you know. Finding different resources so that I can give to the populace just in case they're going through trials like this.
There's many going through trials like this. I mean, you know, some are behind the curtain, some are in front of the curtain,
mm-hmm.
and whether you seek help or not, you know, it just... ultimately, it's up to you. It's a thing of mind.
When you know when you're at the point where you just can't take it anymore. It's like you at your breaking point, you know? When you hit rock bottom.
What is actually rock bottom, though?
Your lowest. Rock bottom.
I'm just saying, what determines that it's your lowest? If you, I'm gonna ask you this right now because I might just save your life. Look, I'm just kidding. I just might save your life right here, right now.
Okay.
But hopefully, I'll save somebody's one. But what is rock bottom when you always seem to bounce back from whatever it was?
That's what I call rock bottom because when you hit rock bottom, there's nowhere but up. But how you know it is when you feel just the lack of hope.
For me, what's up, cuz? What's up, that is my nephew.
There you go.
Yeah.
SJL, my guy.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is, for me, rock bottom would be, there's no getting out of it. There's nothing I can do. It's rock bottom. It's done. It's over. That's it for me. That's it. That's my rock bottom.
Okay, is it, right?
Me, I ain't going to come back.
was gonna come back.
But I feel like if I came back from some things, then I never hit the rock bottom yet. That's the way I feel.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking, what you referring to is death. Would you refer to it definitely?
Well, I wasn't going that far.
That's fine. That's what I'm saying.
Well, suicide. Yeah, it'll be rock bottom.
Rock bottom. That's
right. There you go.
That's death. Right. Okay. I like how that brings together to that perfect. Ooh, okay.
We don't have a degree.
Let me get to the speech. Mm-hmm. Hi, everyone. I'm DJ X. I'm here to talk about a very important and personal topic, suicide awareness. Suicide is a serious public health problem that affects millions of people every year. It is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. for adults and the second leading cause of death for teenagers. Suicide is preventable, but we need to break the silence and stigmas around it and reach out to those who are struggling. I know what it's like to feel hopeless, helpless, and alone. I know what it's like to suffer from mental illness and drug addiction. I know what it's like to think about ending my life, but I also know what it's like to survive and to recover and to find meaning and purpose in my life. That is why I'm here today to share my story and my music with you and let you know about it. And let you know that you are not alone.
That's right.
If you are someone you know or thinking about suicide, please do not hesitate to get help. There are resources and numbers that you can call or text anytime, anywhere for free and confidential support. You can call or text 9888 to reach the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, or visit 988lifeline.org. You can also text TALK to 741-741 to connect with the crisis text line. If you are a veteran or a service member, you can call 988 and then press 1, or text 838-255 or chat online with a veteran crisis net. You can also call 1-800-273-TALK extension 8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org to access the National Suicide Prevention. I'm just gonna take a break right there because we got into like veterans and it just made me think about the other aspects of people.
PTSD,
but yeah, right. Post-traumatic stress, you know, people that's been through crisis, and you know what I mean, and trauma. You have trauma to the body.
Yeah,
you also have trauma to the mind.
It's just not alcoholics and people that can't find a way, and people that went through. It's just different
aspects of people.
Of what people went through. Mm-hmm.
Different stages of people's lives. Different classes of people: a broke man, a poor man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Rich man.
A rich man. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter, but especially
99
like
problems.
A veteran's out there, you know what I mean? Because I'm very grateful for y'all serving country, risking your lives, you know what I mean? And for y'all to go out there, risk your lives for the country and then come back to a country that forgives about you and just spit you out. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, we're not trying to stress you out or whatever, but
just let you know there's resources out there.
People think about the same things that you're thinking about, and they're there for you. You know, so ultimately, you know, we use these new smartphones and we got Siri and stuff like that. You can just Google or ask Google, you know, get me the suicide prevention hotline, period. If you don't remember any of these numbers, but John is holding all the numbers. And if you need a resource, you can always reach out to Dear John.
Yes. And in my inbox.
And there you go.
Right. Or you can also visit AFSP.org to learn more about suicide prevention, find resources, read stories, and join the movement to save lives. You can also follow me on my social media platform, where I'll be posting more about my music, my book, and my journey. Remember, you are not alone. You are not a burden. You are not a mistake. You are a valuable and worthy human being. You have a reason to live. You have a future to look forward to. You have a voice to be heard. You have a story to tell, and I want to hear it.
Yes.
Leave it at that.
That's it. That's it right there. You say you want to hear. That's right. That's the podcast right here. If you have a story, we're looking for interesting guests. You know, John is not really going to give you everything of his story because he's reading a book. So we're bringing you some of his artistry in music today. What you got for us now, John?
Oh, I got this record called Make It Out This Hole. I got Make It Out This Hole, Rock Bottom. I got Make It Out This Hole in one piece.
Stay strong. As the beat play on, all
my fam from Duke Crew.
Different channel. Memories remain that's etched within my soul through the pain. I find a way to make them move. With any burden that I face, I push the strike. Embracing the challenges and transforming my life. So I'm keeping moving forward, never looking back. With resilience as an armor, I'ma stay in the depth of the sorrow. I find victory clean, turn the tragedy to triumph. Fulfilling my dream, I
fall in love with
the rough and the path to sleep. I won't succumb to any sorrow, cause I rise from more chill.
I may fight and let my goal, but I will not break. I'm 6 years old, I wasn't supposed to hate. And the kid been told we were supposed to hate. But it was this world coming through. Sunshine not coming through. Like James coming true. Look at what the evil's done to you. Get on my knees and ask God to save us all. I'm gonna do this shit. Got a nigga reminiscing of my school days. I'm from turned up to the Tuesday. No Tuesday, she still shoes at. I really hope that she shoes back. Let the chicken go down. Either way, I'm still gonna be the man around town. Mm-hmm. Picture, nigga getting pumped by your class. Said, what's not the way murder run? Goddamn. This shit sounds like it's too good to be true. Then it might be just too good to be true. And that's why it's. I should build the igloo. Nothing like me. Nigga, I couldn't be you. Baby mom's like a tie, yeah. Everybody gotta love me like a spider or a motherfucking worm. It's love me, it's tired of all the shit I never learned.
That was hot. I really, really like that joint right there.
This one. Do my best by you.
I never met a woman quite as beautiful as you. Not like you. They ain't got nothing on you. Baby, you the truth. I ever
You the true definition of what a woman should be. Super bad, but it's the way the parents and the hood ain't. Not all the other girls that could be. You're the only one that truly understood me. Loving that amazing place of space that you put me. When it comes to you, you take the cake when you put it. The way you shake it up. What you create, what you're cooking. You got the guys that come
from this shit. Bro, bro.
You give me the best. So I guess that I'll return the favor. Put you in the get to face. You dress, you turn it, turn away. Because you were so determined to be perfect. You're so perfect, baby. I know what I'm deserving. You see, I'm working as you serve a place.
Never met a woman quite as beautiful as you. Yeah. Not like you. Not like you. They ain't got nothing on me. Baby, you the truth. You the truth. I never. Don't need no excuse, no excuse. Why can't do my best by you? I never met a woman more delectable than you. I never met a woman that's more special than you.
You don't know your birthday. I'm perfect on your birthday. Thanks, I ain't even touched first base. Your body got me a hungry and thirsty. I want you in the worst way. How about we take a trip to my birthplace? Yeah, talk about dirty Jersey. Hey,
you got to be my
yeah. Never met a woman
quite as beautiful
as you.
Gonna be on my like certain album.
Not like you. They ain't got nothing on you. Baby, you the truth. You the truth.
This summer, I got a specific date. You know what I mean?
It's
been done since last summer.
Y'all got stuff on the top. That's right. That's what it is. You gotta have the cat off the hands because you never know when you gotta use it.
You're working over here, Daddy. This is going to perform, too.
You know what I mean?
The heart.
That's my album. This album is. Your heart.
Yeah, you're gonna feel it. You definitely gonna feel this album. You definitely is. It is majority female songs. I mean, love records, all the mm-hmm. I got a couple.
I think we need a lot more of those songs. Songs for females out now instead of Be Gone. Instead of Be Gone with the
yes.
and shit like that. And you know, Don Lawrence the do this and do these different moves and stuff like that.
Respect.
So mm-hmm. I think, what's up, Charlie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder where he gone. Did I get a ride? Mm-hmm. It was such
in a minute.
Pleasure. Yeah. Definitely coming in, rocking out.
Yeah. Well, you know, not trying to keep it long up in here.
It's all good. More music. That's our bricks. You see your boy DJ yet?
Oh, I know, huh?
Young Tony.
Follow Marchell. Follow Everyday Tony. Follow Tough for My Shit Podcast. Follow the Dear John Experience across all platforms. I've been a good one, but I've been a bad one.
Miss me one day.
What's up, baby girl? She go there. That baby girl. Yeah. Yo, me and bro made a song for him. That's right, bro. That's right. You can't breathe. We out here at the bubble wrap. That's what we got, that breath. You know what I mean? When we lions like we are, when we got that dog in us, you know what I mean? As long as we got that breath, that dog always going. You know what I mean? Every time he's in there, the dog was going. What's up, you got your head, bro? Get dog, and then after this, we're going to put it out. South Jersey L. Salute, my God, man. New Jersey to Carolina connection.
What's up, what's up?
Open up my mind in time, then I'll never feel up on the past. Only focus on what's ahead. I won't let my celebrity put my family in jeopardy. Look at my son's eyes every time I see my legacy. Determination, integrity, that's the penalty. My mom died unexpectedly, me that affected me. Most we say he rest in peace. It's grow so crazy. Oh baby, the whole world you meant to me. Fuck the captain, sergeant, tenant, and deputy. They arrested me for some shit I did in legend. The judge threw the book at me and swallowed the key. Even though I'm innocent, they've been never let me free. In their own country, still get treated like a refugee. Judge me from my past, I don't think any less of me.
Big pride.
Accepting me when everyone
follow big pride.
Take you
follow paper bag. Follow Santo. Boy, DJ X on the comfort level with the host with the mostest, Janny Schmanny. You know what I'm saying? And we out.
That's right. We out of here. We'll catch y'all again on Monday. Bars and Bangers podcast on the 6 o'clock.